following evening, Sunday, July 15th, Carter Robotoid 7 successfully delivered the long-delayed energy speech. But as it turned out, energy was only part of his subject. In that regard, the Russian program to nationalize the big oil companies was set in motion. That is what the so-called Energy Security Corporation is actually all about. And to cut down all bureaucratic obstacles to Russia's energy plans here, the Energy Mobilization Board is to be created. But the speech had a much broader thrust, dealing with the crisis of the American spirit. Some commentators have joked about the speech as Carter's Sunday night sermon, quote unquote. But as I will point out briefly in topic number 3, we would be wise not to laugh. Because, my friends, the words of the Carter Robotoid 7 came straight from the Kremlin, and the Kremlin is not joking. Even the speech itself was not without its mystery. The following day, an article in the New York Times pointed out, quote, another extraordinary development was that the White House had no advance text of the speech. The president's 10 days of deliberations notwithstanding, it was the first time in the memory of veteran reporters that no prepared text was released, unquote. Even so, the speech gave the impression momentarily that things were finally back to normal. But that impression was shattered less than 48 hours later. Shortly after 4 p.m. July 17, the Jody Powell Robotoid issued another brief surprise announcement to reporters. Something unprecedented had happened. The entire Carter cabinet and all senior members of the White House staff had offered their resignations. Once again, the Washington establishment was shaken to its foundations. But if the resignations were a shock here, they were a lightning bolt overseas. Because in other countries, the resignation of an entire cabinet means just one thing. It means the government has fallen.
The United States now has a Supreme Robotoid. Likewise, Hot Gang of Four has been replaced by Russian Robotoid.
Those are the attitudes in America today which arouse contempt and even anger in the new Kremlin. In audio letter 38, I told my listeners about the struggle of six decades that led to the overthrow of the atheistic Bolsheviks in Russia. Russia's new rulers are Christian, and they endured incredible sacrifices. Now, they are continuing their holy war against Bolshevism here in America by means of Robotoid. We in America have not lifted a finger to save the soul of our own land from the hell of Bolshevism. So now, the Russians are doing it. The Russians waited until the last possible moment to see if we, American Christians, would try to save our own country. But we are as blind today as Russia was decades ago. So now, my friends, we have forfeited the chance to save America from Bolshevism ourselves. Now the Russians are doing it in their own way. The only alternative was to prevent the outbreak of the war. Rather than permit that, they are seizing control of the United States. Last month in Vienna, Leonid Brezhnev number 2 startled the world by saying, quote, "God will not forgive us if we fail." Unquote. Those, my friends, are words that signify the fear of God. And now that the Russians have begun taking over America, they consider it their duty to teach us the fear of God. It is July 15th speech. In a nation that was proud of hard work, strong families, close-knit communities, and our faith in God, many of us now face the worst self-indulgence of the country. Human identity is no longer defined by what one does, We have learned that piling up material goods cannot fill the individual mind, which has no confidence in purpose, unquote. Those words, my friends, came out of the Kremlin. That's why the official statement of the paper Pravda, according to Carter Speech without comment, the people who are becoming our new rulers are beginning to tell us what lies ahead for us. The things which cause us to take our Lord Jesus Christ for granted will be allowed to fall away from us. Already the crops are being pulled out of under the artificial United States economy. There will be economic collapse, hardship, regimentation, and the only way up will be through hard work, patience, and spiritual strength. Many hard times lie ahead, my friends. There will be many who will say the Russians have no right to let us plunge into such trouble. But the fact is that we have forfeited the right to choose our own future. If the Russians had not intervened, thermonuclear war would now be virtually upon us. The Russians are going to do it their way, because our way was leading to total disaster. What is beginning to happen now is what I told my listeners a year ago in audio letters 35 and 36. We are witnessing the end of a way of life, our own way of life. In audio letter 36, I said, quote, "The selfish and self-destructive license of today will be stamped out."
but it will give way to real human freedom, rooted in eternal spiritual value. That's what Carter Robotoid 7 was talking about on July 15, my friend. That is what the Kremlin intends for us. Until next month, God willing, this is Dr. B. Thank you, and may God bless each and every one of you.
내일 모레 우울증에 대한 얘기를 할 때도요.